This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It was the final minutes of the show. And it's only natural. Final minutes of the show, it's like, we're done. Okay, we ran the race. We're leaving. We took a caller from a gentleman, nice guy. And that caller was very upset about something I've heard repeated a lot over the last couple of days and weeks, which is the damn Giants blew it by beating the Indianapolis Colts and putting themselves in a position where they're drafting third. Okay? This caller...
It wasn't just that. What pissed me off was
he
blamed the owner.
He did. He said it was John Mara's fault because John Mara told Brian Daboll, I'm going to do a John Mara imitation. You better win this game. And if you don't win this game, I'm going to fire your ass. So you better win this freaking game.
Now, I think he actually said, you guys are safe, so this whatever happens, happens. So he was implying that if he had told them, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what he was saying.
Well, either
it was just
way,
frustrating to me because it's nonsense. Nobody should want to tank, ever.
Tiki is an anti-tanker, and it led to a classic rant. And it also led to an idea that's going to fix the tanking issue in all of sports. But before I give you that idea, if you missed it yesterday here on this radio program, here is the classic Tiki rant.
The problem here is the owner. They had a chance in that game against the Colts to lose that game and have the number one pick outright, but the owner told the coach and the GM, you lose this game, we lose all our games at home, you're done. And then he goes, you know what? If out of complete desperation, he's like, you need to make this, you need to draft a quarterback or do something that keeps you here for the long term. That is so dumb.
What should Brian Daboll have done in that game that would have secured a loss?
You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called earlier. I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get
that. And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station. It's the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come, and it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games, and you want to lose 10 games, and you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
That's well
so
said.
Stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
How many times did you come close to saying the actual F word? A lot?
A lot. Because when I get asked this question by my friends, I cuss at them.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was angry, T. And by the way, that phrase should be on a shirt. If you suck, 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 you're going to suck. And then you suck, and then you suck some
And you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
That is a t-shirt right
suck,
there.
Suck, suck, suck.
I'd buy that T-shirt. So we are going to produce
you can
official.
Get it for your wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, she likes sports too.
Of course.
The most least factual T-shirt in the world.
That's a perfect gift. So we are going to produce the first ever Tiki Barber suck T-shirts. You don't suck, but your phrase.
Nice.
Now, before I reveal, I think an idea to save us from the sucking and the tanking. Morgan in Boston has a comment on that great rant yesterday. How are you, Morgan?
What's up, Morgan?
Hey, guys. What's up?
All's good.
What's up?
Hey, man. First time caller, long time listener. Tiki, you're the man.
I appreciate it.
Dude, you are spot on. I was down at that game with my wife and twin 10-year-old daughters. The best time they ever had.
Nice. I got twin daughters, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're 10 years old. I'll be honest. They're not all into what's going on. They certainly don't follow the draft.
Right.
But they had a great time. They loved it. I loved it. My wife loved it.
Right, because the home team won.
Exactly. The one win. And we've been to so many losses.
Right.
It was terrific. And all those people saying, tank. Go drink their apple martinis at the Squat and Gobble Tavern and quiet down.
I hear
winning
you.
Winning is winning, and I agree with you. Who wants to go to a loser team?
Right. Nobody wants to go to a losing team, and appreciate your call, man. The challenge is if you want to tank, then you're putting a losing mentality in your mind. You're spreading it to your friends, and losers want to lose. Like, I can't accept being a loser. And so I get what you're saying. I understand the draft implications, but this is the flaw in the system.
Bingo.
It's what we've been talking about forever.
Bingo.
You can't be incentivized to suck.
That's the problem. And that's the thing we all need to agree on. I understand fully. I'm living it. I'm a Brooklyn Net fan. They won last night against the Lakers, and half of the Net community, more than half of the Net community, and I interact with them sometimes. I see what they say. They were pissed off.
The Net's still in the league.
They're mad at Sean Marks. They're mad at Jordy. They're mad at everybody because they know they're better off losing.
Yeah. The hapless Nets.
Yeah, so when Jordy loses 58 games, or whatever the heck the number ends up being, he's going to get fired.
I totally understand.
And he's a good coach.
I understand. But the problem is you want players. And so the Giant fan out there says, all right, guys, I get it. Tiki, you're right. I don't want to get yelled at. But would you rather pick one or would you rather pick three? And we all agree the answer is you'd rather pick one.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you get there? Are we getting there by losing on purpose? Are we getting there by not playing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Certain players, that's why I've got to fix it. And I'm sorry, I've got the answer. Okay? I don't think the NFL needs saving, But eventually, we're going to go down a road where these civil conversations are going to turn bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We can't have tanking be a discussion anymore, whether it's in the NBA or it's in the NFL. Sean and I are living it. How'd you feel when the Nets beat the Lakers last night?
Well, I cheered on a Luka Doncic three.
That's
right before.
That's all you need to know.
A fist pump is
that right. Whining, fat biatch. He cheered when he made a big shot.
I still haven't enjoyed the Giants' win over the Colts this year.
I get it. So that's why we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
I have in front of me a bowl. You know what's in the bowl?
I do not know what's in the bowl.
In this bowl right now.
I thought you were, like, feeling ill or something.
I was going to barf into it.
I was when Evan gave me 4 minutes notice to put this together.
Sorry about that. I've been meaning to do this for weeks, believe it or not. In this bowl is a list of every NFL team that missed the playoffs.
Huh.
That's it. Simple as that. Because in my humble opinion, NBA included, if you miss the playoffs, you're in a lottery.
Mm.
Do you get better odds for sucking more? No. Because Tiki just laid it out. What's the point of sucking? Even with a lottery system where there's weighted odds, you still have Net fans whining and bitching about the results.
Right.
So that doesn't even work. A lottery doesn't work. It needs to be an even lottery. It needs to be a flat tax. Remember the presidential candidate who pitched the flat tax? Republican, 1996?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I do. Bob Dole.
Close. It was that election, but it was not Bob Dole. It was Steve Forbes. Good try, though.
Yeah. Steve Forbes. Is that right?
There you go. Yeah, a little Steve Forbes action.
I was racking my brain. I didn't know it either.
I took a shot. That was a tough one.
What the heck is that?
So, a flat lottery tax. That's it. It's flat.
Flat tax this year, and maybe Malik Nabers doesn't sit on a couple of those drives.
There you go. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to show you what this world would look like in an alternate universe where all the non-playoff teams go into the same bucket. Now, imagine this is a Tuesday night on NFL Network. There's nothing on, or you just don't care about the Rangers because you know they're inevitably missing the playoffs anyway.
Is there any read for that?
Or you want me to be fair? Yeah. Or there's no point in watching the Devils because they're choking right down there, too. So we all tune in.
Yeah, because Elon Musk has shut down Twitter, so perfect for the NFL and their ratings.
Yes.
Have to watch it.
Or got cyber hacked like it did yesterday.
Oh, yes. Jet fans, Giant fans, we're all locked in. We all have the exact same odds to get the number one overall pick. And here's what I would do, okay? I would pull three or four teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then after that, I think we go in reverse order of record.
Got it.
Because I think that would solve the tanking. Would that be enough for you to not care as much about losing games if you know the worst record only guarantees you four and nothing more?
Yes, I think so. And then I'm sure after a year I'd complain and go, well, we want the fifth pick at worst.
So does it have to be five then, Tink?
No,
because then you'd be like, I want the sixth pick at worst.
Right, so be four.
Four
makes sense.
Shake it up good, though.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pull a name. That name gets the number one pick in the draft. And I want you to tell me in all seriousness how great this system is.
Close your eyes as you jingle your hands down there.
My eyes are closed.
No, they're not. They're wide open.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
I think you should do it reverse, though.
Reverse what?
4-3-2-1.
You want to do 4-3-2-1?
Yeah. I like that. Makes the suspense.
Here we go. With the fourth pick in the 2025 lottery-driven NFL draft, that pick goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Sons of bitches.
Miami
That's a high
Dolphins.
Pick for a team that was that not horrible.
That's the hey, those are the rules, bro.
Hey.
With the would you say four?
Third.
With the third pick in the lottery driven Evan Roberts Tiki Barber NFL draft, this pick goes to the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, whoa. Man.
With the second pick in the lottery driven NFL draft. It goes to the New York Jets! Number two!
The Jets suck.
Why am I freaking out? This isn't real.
Enjoy Shedeur Sanders, bro.
Right. All right, go ahead.
Holy crap.
No, but it depends on who's picking number one. They might not need a quarterback.
Travis Hunter may be coming my way. I can't believe how excited I got over something that doesn't count.
It's not even real.
I genuinely got, like, pumped up.
It should piss you off more now.
It really should. And ladies and gentlemen, the number one pick in the lottery-driven draft goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Now, think about how game-changing that is for the Raiders. Now, they've already made a decision on their quarterback. Now it screws them up in free agency.
Well, but would they have known that before the Geno trade?
They may not have. I think it would call. See, I think this is an event that occurs a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so you do it before the Geno.
I think so. I think it kicks it off. But imagine that. And tell me if there's anything wrong with that. Now, you guys.
Now you got to figure out the rest of the draft.
Well, the Giants are picked seventh, unfortunately. Because it would go reverse order.
Yeah, the fifth. So the fifth would be the Titans. The sixth would be the Browns. The seventh would be the Giants.
So ultimately, the Jets would jump to two. And the Giants would drop to seven. Now, this does not work out for you. But wouldn't you at least agree, Giant fans?
It's interesting.
That this is the better way to do it. Because, sure, you finish seventh. But do you really want to sit there?
Right. You level the odds of picking in the top four. And then it's just. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter after that. I guess you could still tank because you get closer to five.
Right.
You don't make
That's the negative. That's why ultimately you may have to lottery up the whole damn thing and keep going and just say, all right, here are all the playoff teams or the non-playoff teams, right. And this is the order. Because, look.
I think you would do the top 10.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.